in Cardinal Ratzinger's very profound and beautiful writing entitled The Spirit of the Liturgy, he touches upon the point that the sacred liturgy is, though outside of time when Holy Mass is celebrated, it also takes place within time and is connected with the entire cosmos. And so there's nothing that happens by chance with the days and times in which we celebrate certain feasts and the seasons of the year. And he points out, when is the birth of John the Baptist celebrated? At the time of the summer solstice, when the days become shorter, when the world starts to get darker. When does the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ take place? At the time of the winter solstice, when the days start to become brighter. John says, I must decrease so that he might increase. When does our Lord's ministry come into full force? After John is imprisoned. And how does our Lord's ministry begin? He says, repent. Any great human undertaking, whether in the secular world or within the church, always begins with that. With a person deciding that I'm going to change my life, that I'm going to be converted. Just recently, I've been reading an encyclical letter of Pope John the 23rd. And he wrote a letter on St. John Marie Vianney addressed in a particular way to priests. One time, a fellow priest came to St. John Vianney. And he says, Father, I don't understand. My apostolic zeal is bearing no fruit. I'm trying everything that I can think of. And St. John Vianney responded, you have offered humble prayers to God. You have wept. You have groaned. You have sighed. Have you added fasts, vigils, sleeping on the floor, and castigation of your body? Until you have done all these, do not think that you have tried everything. Until you make the decision to be more fully converted, your parishioners are not going to follow. And at the time of his canonization, in the archives of the Vatican, this statement was found. It said, St. John Vianney never neglected his own salvation, no matter how busy he may have been with the salvation of others. He knew that if it did not start in his own heart, the hearts of his faithful would not be moved. Finishing up the work on the life of Mother Teresa, one time a journalist cried out in a crowd, and he says, Mother, what's wrong with the church today? And like a pistol shot, she looked back and she said, you and me. My brothers and sisters, if we want people around us to change, if we want to bring people to Christ, it has to start in our own hearts. And until he fully resides there, we will not touch souls in the way that he desires. Our Blessed Mother Mary, speaking of peace, she said, if you want peace in the world, if you want peace in your families, you must have peace in your own hearts.